Scott here from the Adoption and Fostering podcast, and I today am talking to Joanne Alper, who is the director at Adoption Plus. Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
And the reason we're talking is because you've got an exciting new funded project that's kicking off called Step. Now, when I first heard of Step, I was thinking Steps, the pop group. But apparently it's not anything to do with Steps Pop Group.
No, not even close, actually.
No, exactly. Yeah. No. So I'm just here really to ask you as a parent really all about it, because it sounds really exciting. So what is Step? What does it mean?
Okay, Step stands for Supporting, Tracking and Evaluating Progress. And it's a web-based app. And basically, the bottom line, it's about improving adoption support in the UK. Mm. Passionate, as you know, about improving adoption support. And we have been looking at ways to help, collect information so that we understand what's helpful, what therapies help, who they help, when they help, and for how long they help, so that services can be designed that are helpful for families when they need them, rather than people waiting or trying different things and finding it doesn't make any difference. We want families to be able to have the support that actually works for them as quickly as possible. So that's basically why we were looking to develop something like Step.
Yeah. So what have been the development stages to this? Because it's not, you know, I mean, I know you, and I know you get excited and you've got loads of ideas, but how did you develop it? What stages did you have to take?
Well, first of all, we were working with regional adoption agencies to try and help them think about how they can improve their adoption support services. And what was clear is that nobody really understood what was being offered, what was working, what wasn't working. So they couldn't really make decisions about how to further develop because they didn't have a baseline of what was working. So we started thinking about, well, how could we collect information that would help us understand what actually does make a difference in terms of adoption support? You know, how is peer support helpful? What is school counselling like? Does that make any difference? So what about therapeutic parenting groups? What about some of the ASF-funded therapies? What about CAMHS? What about local authority social work support? We kind of wanted to know what of those interventions work. So we spoke with RAAs to see whether they would find that kind of information helpful, and they said they would. So we started then looking at working with a digital company, working with an organisation currently called Greenwood Campbell, to help us develop this tool. And we're obviously working as well very closely with Barnardo's and their data security people to make sure that we develop a tool that's helpful, not just actually for adoption support development and not just safe in relation to data collection, but also genuinely helpful for parents and for children. And that's the bottom line for us. Everything we do, it's got to be genuinely helpful for parents and children.
So how will it work? What's the, you know?
Well, families are going to get an email. So it's starting with Adopt East initially. They're doing a pilot for us. So that's all families living in Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex, Thurrock, Southend, Hertfordshire, Luton and Bedford. And it'll probably
be July.
Pardon?
Well remembered.
Yeah, I know. I have to kind of concentrate when I'm trying to think about all of them. And they'll get an email probably sometime July, August time, asking them from the local authority RAA, asking if they want to be involved in this service. And it's up to families. They can choose. There isn't any pressure. It's completely up to families. And if parents do want to sign up to the service, they will then just log on and just fill in some information about their family and what therapy they've had. And then we've also got a clinical measure called Thinking About Your Child Revised. It's a clinical tool that's specifically been designed for parents caring for children who've suffered developmental trauma. And it's a validated tool. We've been working with Oxford University, Oxford Rees Centre, to validate this measure. And it's one of the only measures anywhere, not just in the UK, but in the world, that's specifically aimed at collecting information on the relationship between parents and children when parents are caring for children who've suffered trauma at the hands of their birth family, basically, or neglect at the hands of their birth family. Basically, this will then enable parents to track how things are going within the family. So parents can, I guess, monitor over time how things are. Everyone wants to know, we all want to know we're on track and things are going well. Yeah. But if things maybe start to need a bit of support in some areas, the tool will be able to highlight that really early and make parents aware and guide parents in when it might be helpful to get some support.
So really it's very, well, it's one thing towards early intervention for themselves, isn't it? So if they start to notice things going wrong, that they can say, oh, we need some help, rather than getting to a stage where they're on their knees and absolutely desperate for support.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the most exciting bits about it, because we really want to avoid unnecessary pain and suffering, and living in crisis as a family is agonizing for people. And if we can avoid it, we absolutely must. So yeah, being able to track how your family are doing and know when it might be a good time to get support is going to be like super helpful. And the reports that families will get, if they want to, they can share it with a local authority social worker, or they can share it with a therapist, so that can help the therapist and the social worker understand how the family are doing and what support they might need. But it's completely up to parents' choice whether they want to share that with their social worker or not.
Yeah. And just being a detail person that I am, and having worked in some of these areas, what if somebody doesn't get an email? Is there a way of them, if they become aware of it for any reason and they've not had an email, do they just contact their RAA or?
Yeah, they can contact us. So right, okay. We've got an email, which is step@adoptionplus.co.uk. And we can, if they just contact us, send us a quick email, we can then send them the link. That's not a problem. But at the moment for the pilot, it's just going to be families living in those areas.
I was going to say you'll be inundated.
Yeah. Well, we're really keen that this goes much broader than Adopt East, because we think this has got so much benefit for parents, but also for adoption nationally. Because if we can work out, you know, say something's, I don't know, some part of the country, something great seems to be happening in terms of teenager support. Well, wouldn't it be great if we could learn from that and share that good practice so that support for adopted teenagers is, you know, is shared, and ideas, good practice is shared with other RAAs around the country. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also got the potential to improve practice nationally and improve services nationally, because we can learn by those services that are really effective and share what they're doing so that others can improve as well.
Yeah. So obviously it's online, you know, this isn't a paper exercise, is it? It's log into an app or like a website, which
it's a web-based app.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So it's an very posh.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a web-based app. Yes.
Yeah.
I hope you're not going to ask me too many seriously questions. Remember, I'm a social worker, Scott.
But just thinking about that then, so the family obviously are putting in their own information. Yes. Can they then access that in 6 months when they've, you know, like, I don't know,
because 6 months? As their data changes, as their scores, because every 6 months the email will come out for them to complete it again. So what therapy have you had in the last 6 months? Yeah. And then they'll complete the TAYCR again, and then they'll have not just they'll have their scores from this time and last time, and they'll be able to see how they've changed and how things are going, really.
Right. That's really useful, isn't it? And what about, obviously they're putting in some personal information into that about their families and stuff. What happens with, you know, the personal stuff, the data? How is that secure for the families?
Well, data security has been our top priority with all of this, and we've worked with a number of experts in Barnardo's to help guide us to make sure that everything we're doing technically and digitally with the tool is going to be as safe as possible. And there's lots of different testing that's been done, both by Barnardo's, and we've commissioned external companies to make sure the actual tool is safe. Yeah. In relation to who has access to the tool and who has access to the data, I think it's really important that parents know that the only people who have access to their personal data is them.
Right.
So they are completely in control of it, and they can choose who to share it with. So if, for example, they want to share it with, you know, grandparents, or when they want to share it with their social worker or a good friend who might help them with childcare, whatever it is, it's their data for them to share. So their personal data is completely confidential, and the only people to see that is going to be them.
Right. Okay. So you just said something there that's made me think of another question, which was you said about showing it to their social worker. So that means that the information they're putting in is literally for STEP. It doesn't then get forwarded on to the local authority or anything like that. It's literally within the database, and you're pulling that information to look at trends and statistics.
Yes.
And, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they are the only people who get access to their personal data. At the bottom of their analysis sheet, which they'll get every time they complete it, there's a little thing that says, "Do you want to send? You know, who? If you want to send this to someone, who do you want to email it to?"
Right.
And they just put their email in and can send it to whoever. So it's quite easy to send it if you want to.
Yeah.
But they don't have to. So it's completely up to them if they want to share that. Obviously, Adoption Plus will have access to anonymized data, so we won't know who's completed what, but we'll know what therapy families with teenagers have had, or what therapy families with fetal alcohol syndrome diagnosis have had.
Yes.
So we can then look at what therapy they've had and how their scores are, so we can actually understand what therapies seem to be helpful for children with those kind of profiles.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds great, because it's you know, knowing that you're putting information in and it's not going with your personal data, you know, because I think as adoptive parents, sometimes we get a bit worried about what happens to our information and, you know, that sort of stuff. So it sounds like it's quite secure in that sense. So in terms of the geography of this, it's pilot for adoptees to begin with. And you're hoping to roll it out just within RAs or Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland? You know, what would be the...
Well, I think this could
be
helpful.
Dream.
Yes. The dream is that I think this is a really important area. We really need to know more. We need to understand more. And in order to do that, the more families that are involved in this, the better.
Yeah.
So the dream is that as many families have access to it, either through their RAAs or through their local authority, we would be open to working with Wales, Scotland, Ireland, Northern Ireland, as well as England. But at the moment, the plan is obviously just Adopt East, and we are in discussions with RAAs in England to see if they would be interested. And there is a lot of interest in this, because I think what's so lovely is you've got something that's fairly simple to use, but can help families directly, but also can help the sector improve the services it provides.
Yeah. Fab. Sounds good. Have I missed anything now that you'd like to say about STEP before we call it a day?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just
think
conscious that you know that all, well, majority of it, maybe not the technical side, but you know the majority of it. So, it sounds fab to me. It sounds absolutely amazing. And, you know, I hope that we can see it kind of rolled out so we can get a more something from a bigger picture, you know. But I think that just doing it in that little kind of one area for the pilot is a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it gives us an opportunity just to make sure we've got it completely right. And we will be getting feedback from parents in Adopt East about how they found it and how easy it was for them to use, because we want this to be super quick. I think feedback so far is it takes about 7 minutes to complete the very one, which is the longest one. And after that will be much, much quicker, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. So just to do that once every 6 months and to enable you to track how you're doing and how your kids are doing, I think could be really, really beneficial.
Yeah. And these are the kinds of things that adopters like, let's face it. They like to be able to track things and they like to be able to know when, you know, maybe they need that little bit of extra support. So fingers crossed, we'll have you back again once you've done the pilot.
Okay.
Listen, hear the results, hopefully, if you're able to share them. And in the meantime, good luck with the pilot and Adopt East. And if you are an Adopt East parent and you're listening to this and you don't get an email by the end of August, would you say?
Yeah, if you haven't got an email by August, definitely email us directly at step@adoptionplus.co.uk.
Well done.
I know, you think I've done this before, wouldn't you?
Thanks, Joanne.
You are welcome. Thank you for inviting me, Scott.
No worries. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.